warned, the following recordings were not meant for human consumption. They are not child-friendly. They are not anything but debauchery.
What the fuck's going on down there?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Friday night, Balkan 2012. This is WTFTFW doing a guerrilla style recording. I'm surrounded by an unruly crowd. I don't know what's going on here, but I think that we're going to be safe today. I've got a whole bunch of people just all around the place. Excuse me, sir. Do you like Jeeps?
I love Jeep. You mean Jeep? Jeep?
Yeah.
Jeep? Yes, Jeep. Jeep?
Hound?
No. Jeep.
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 Hound?
No. G1 Jeep.
Oh, thank you so much. That was our very own Shibboleth Namoris Prime here with our very special recording of WTF at TFW. I'm also joined by Aaron. Hi.
Hi.
We're amidst this crowd of people. They don't know that we're doing this because I've kept this really low key. I have like a very subdued microphone apparatus. I'm totally not almost walking into people. I'm walking around. No, it doesn't. That's a windsock.
It looks like fur to me.
Well, maybe you should stop being so racist.
It's the hairpiece of the Jeep guy.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Is to say that your microphone looks stupid?
Yeah, it is. Because this microphone was made by Asian people.
Well, then I'm racist. Fine, whatever.
You're a big lousy racist.
Come on! Yeah! Yeah!
Now we're going to have some awesome quality here. I'm in the elevator. I'm joined by fellow Zoom enthusiast Crisis.
Hello.
This piece of audio equipment looks very familiar to me.
Why?
But how could it be? Because I'm so low tech. How could I possibly be talking into the same unit that I have?
Exactly. That's crazy. I'm the first one off the elevator, by the way. Ha! Ha! You're all last. Is this the second floor? Is this where we want to be? This is where we want to be, right? Oh, that's a bar over there. I see people. Hang on, we'll be right back. All right, so I've come on. I'm in the bar. I'm under attack. This gentleman from New York, he's come at me wearing a bright green shirt, accusing me of wearing a green shirt. He's just starting some trouble. You know, this field recording experiment is going well, but, sir, why are you such a racist?
Because you're German and or some other race.
Well, listen, the Empire, all right? You with your article and your name and your fancy pants height.
Someone stole my name. It's not my fault. Paintball Company stole my fucking online handle.
Well, thanks for making us an explicit podcast all of a sudden. You friggin' pre-order 66 goons?
Yeah, we're explicit.
Walking around swearing within the first, like, 3 minutes of my production? Thanks so much. Thanks. You had to just come over here and spray urine all over the nice little fun house we had going on over here. That's just wonderful. What?
What?
We're teaming up on you.
What? Oh, look at that. Two on one. Yeah. You guys gonna just like stand here and just start?
Mario's with us. Three on one.
Yeah. You're just gonna start swearing into my microphone all of a sudden?
High end,
dude.
What the fuck?
He's not high end.
All right, I'm getting out of this just melee. So I'm joined by Seth Buzzard. What are you doing here?
Trying to figure out how we're going to displace all these normies so we could get our bar.
Did you say Mormons?
Normies.
Normies.
All these medical quackery people. I heard two people pitching a workout session.
Let's get rid of the
design. No,
there are hella people wearing matching orange camouflage t-shirts.
And the lepers. Let's get rid of them too.
Yeah. And also the undesirable races.
Yes. And the,
that doesn't include Chris and I, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Well,
you guys
half
are the no-goodness.
Oh.
No, but this is kind of a bummer because there's so many not us people. And we can't get to the bar because, look, they're like three people deep.
I don't even want to bother trying to get to the bar. I want someone to bring something out here to me. I have a microphone, all right?
Yeah.
I am the press.
I have seen waitresses in this sort of area that will bring drinks, but I don't see any right now.
But we're joined on the scene by one Steve DeMooch, and I'm curious, what do you think? You make of this horrific, gory scene, bodies everywhere.
It's horrible. There are bodies everywhere.
We're also joined by Victor Caroli of, I hope I got his name right, fame. Oh, man. I gotta duck out of this again. Excuse me. Hi.
Hey, buddy.
I didn't know I was going to start recording when I pushed the button, so I figured I'd make the most of it.
That's awesome. You're a man of opportunity.
That's right. I am an opportunity chaser. Will you be chaseable opportunity?
I'm going to be following you because you started chasing it and asked me to join in with you.
Excellent. What I'm making right now is our podcast for tonight. I'm recording a bunch of clips, and I'm just going to stitch it together and see how it turns out. That way, no one can say that we did not record something tonight.
And we will cover it in better detail tomorrow when we're sober.
Yes. Tonight will be a nice, bewildering, loud, vulgar cavalcade of noises, which I think will still be interesting for some people.
I agree.
Excellent. What do you think?
I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
From the radio station at all.
I found someone who is a supporter of the classic technology mini-disc recorders. Now, how long have you been into this technology, sir?
A couple days now.
Now, do you have, like, mini-discs, or is that just, like, a word for the spirit of the technology?
I borrowed it from work. So I don't really own it, but I'm borrowing it.
Well, you kind of own it because you're the one who has it, you're saying.
I am owning it temporarily.
Excellent. Well, do you burn the mini-discs, or do you write the mini-discs?
Neither. I take the card and I plug it into something and then copy files. It's hard.
I don't know if I can comprehend that kind of stuff. I mean, that sounds really crazy. High-tech 2012 kind of stuff going on here.
You're walking around with the little thing with the fuzzy head.
I know. It's classy. It's classy. You know? It's really subtle. It doesn't have blinking lights on it or anything. Like, no. People don't even know I'm using a microphone.
He doesn't even know. Like, it looks like you're just walking around talking to people.
Exactly.
Like, hey, who's this guy? He's talking to me. That's cool.
Yeah, and little do you know, I'm recording it. And it's like I'm putting you into my media. I'm turning you into paint for the canvas.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, I need to get myself a drink, so I should do that. And I'm going to do that now. I've just come under harsh accusation from completely spiritless sources making wild claims that I'm deaf. And what do you have to say about that?
We yelled at you 5 times and you did not say hi.
I don't believe you because I'm not that deaf.
Ask her.
Really?
Yeah.
When did wait?
Remember when we yelled at him?
When?
Like today in the dealer hall. Like, I don't know, four? You walked past us and we screamed your name and you didn't even turn around to acknowledge us.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, right. I screamed it.
Hey, Vangelis!
The top of my lungs. I didn't hear you.
Was I at the artist tables?
You were walking past Hasbro on towards that direction.
Other people were talking to you, though. So.
Hey, wait. She just said other people were talking to me.
Other people were talking to you at the time. You were probably focused on them, but we were screaming your name and you weren't hearing us.
You didn't mention this whole other people talking to me side of this thing.
That shouldn't matter. You should respond to me whenever I say your name.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you don't throw things at me, I don't know you're here.
Honey, then next time I will.
I didn't maybe mean we to throw butter. I guess breakdown, but...
Well, boom.
Women are screaming your name and you're not responding?
I was having a conversation about Puggles, probably, because I bought one.
Which one did you get?
I got a blind egg. Oh, you got one of the mini ones?
Yeah, it had eject in it.
Oh, cute. I've been looking for Rosanna. She's only got one, though.
I want a Rosanna.
We're trying to find Rosanna.
I think I heard someone say they had it, but I don't remember who now.
Oh, that means I'm not going to try. If somebody said they had it, I'm not
going
to try.
Well, I'm going to go de-stress after my fangirl high.
How's it going?
Not bad.
Just want to say, really enjoy your videos, dude.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I know you're holding the microphone.
No, this is cool. I'm getting the atmosphere of the bar.
Just getting a vibe.
For the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Have you been enjoying the bar?
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes.
Is it well stocked?
Quite stocked, indeed. Very indeed. A lot of liquor.
Awesome. Should I go to the cash bar? That's what I've been hearing.
I think you should.
Okay.
I think you should.
Because the other bar looks very crowded. And
I don't think you're going to be getting anything from that bar.
Okay.
Damn.
We're here live at the bar, and I had a drink of something. So,
I think the bar's calmed down a little bit. The medical crowd has cleared out a little ways. They seem to clear out kind of fast. So I'm here with Aaron.
Yeah, you are.
So how you feeling, Aaron? How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good. Just had a shot of Jameson hoisted upon me.
Foisted upon you?
Yes. It was here, be a man, and I was a man.
Fantastically sweet and delicious.
Excellent. I missed out on that because no one waited for me, because no one has any patience.
Like everything, it's opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. You got to be there.
Yes.
That's true. It happens.
That's true.
Yes.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, Chris.
Tell me something.
I have bourbon.
Thank you.
sweet. I like it.
Works.
The most important thing I have going right now.
What should I do with this empty bottle?
Chuck it at somebody.
Let's not.
Okay. Aaron fixes it. Oh, I have a shot.
Oh, hell yeah. Look at that.
Good guy.
Aaron, what is it again?
Let's see first. Try it.
Prairie Fire? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Let's have a go with it. What's this?
Oh,
one?
Wow. That smells good.
Woo!
You see, you kill it, man.
I don't drink.
Yes, that's good.
Hey guys, it's about 2 o'clock. Only 2 o'clock? It's about 3:04 a.m. on whatever day it is. And I'm just sitting here with a bunch of people. We're sitting outside and just speaking as, you know, the real me, the one that's not usually here. Hey, what's up, Crazies? How you doing?
I just want to say that Vangelis is a sage and a true bro.
He's groping my
I've learned
penis
a lot tonight
right
of his wisdom and his cock.
With his entire hand, he's just gripping the whole thing. It's funny because it barely fits in one finger, but he's cool. Filling out his whole hand with that thing. It's kind of windy out here. I'm not sure if it's all picking up with my Maui windscreen, but made in Maui. But I just want to ensure that, you know, partially very much thanks to Cook Sucks achieving me to this nice plateau of cosmic oneness. I really hope that I can achieve this plateau again tomorrow, ideally before, after we record, hopefully tomorrow, whatever happens tomorrow at BotCon, I'll be in the panel room for pretty much the whole day because I hate myself. So I'm going to be sitting in there through the TCC panel, which is going to be uncomfortable and awkward, and I'm going to sit there hungover, going like, oh, if I was less hungover, I'd go and ask a question before, you know, I puss out from asking anything, as I'm sure will happen to many of us. And then it's the Hasbro brand panel, which could potentially be awesome or extremely boring. It's a non-movie year, you never know. And then the Derek J. Wyatt panel, which will be awesome, but I'm highly biased, hideously biased, in fact. What was I talking about? Hi, how you guys doing? Pretty good?
Well,
I had a homeless guy just ask me for money.
What?
I had a homeless guy just ask me for money.
That's no good.
Yeah, he's a Transformers fan.
He shouldn't be homeless if he's a Transformers fan.
That's an interesting tactic.
Hey, man. Hey, I love Transformers. I need like $100.
That's how we do it.
Hey, I like Optimus Prime, guys. Like,
yeah. I want some money.
How come there's no girls here?
That's what he said. Listen, I'm a half Asian, half Caucasian, okay? And I really, really could use an Asian girlfriend, so I'm just trying to say to you, buddy, you know what? You get an Asian girlfriend? I'm just asking you a thing or two, Mr. Dan Praces. Just wondering, you know where I'm going to eat? Oh, hey, you look Asian.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a pillar of the internet, guys.
How do I get a half Asian girlfriend?
You tell me, Mr. Half Asian.
Just curious. Hang on, my pelvis is grinding against your inner thigh. Excuse me.
My inner thigh or my?
Oh Jesus!
You're spaniel.
Stop talking about dogs. That's dirty. Sorry, I elbowed you in the head, Jared. I didn't mean to do that.
It's all right. My head's pretty tough.
I'm really sorry about that.
I really felt it. Not
this
at all.
This is yiffing. Huh?
Oh, is yiffing
shit?
Yeah.
This is
my fursuit.
Yeah, you might want to trim that a little bit.
It's natural.
You know, so what's your persona?
Who would trim the Garden of Eden? My persona is a Zoom H4N. Obviously. I'm teaching young Mr. Crasis how to become one of these too. Him and I are going to become twin H4Ns walking around and yiffing with our Maui headsets. Sorry, head muffs. Sorry. Whatever these are called. Windscreens. So thank you all for tuning into this lovely podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It was a fantastic recording, and I think really everything went well tonight. I mean, granted, I can feel that when I wake up tomorrow, my throat will be a bloody gargling mess because I spent about 90% of the last 4 hours screaming at people who were standing right in front of me. So good times. Wonderful times. I look like, oh God, that's from that day.
That is.
Oh, that's that guy.
That is that guy.
I forgot his horrible blue sweater shirt.
Don't talk about me like that.
Vampire.
Yeah.
Come over here.
Come
closer. Tell me.
It's rather fuzzy.
What would you like for Christmas?
A haircut like me.
What would you like for Christmas?
Jeremy.
A new heart.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, what are you going to do about that? Or are you going to turn into a whole softy thing again? You got to toughen
no.
up. You got to toughen up, Crasis. You got to take that.
Get me an Iron Man LSB. There you go.
What?
Legendary scale bus.
He's speaking in high-end talk.
A bunch of pre-order 66 snobs talking about statues and garbage. Okay, I see how it is.
Whatever, low-end guy.
I'm sitting here with my heartfelt Transformers and my beliefs in the system. You're like, oh, Iron Man LSB 172.
Have you seen it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll show you.
What are you saying? How early are we talking about? You're saying, like, Iron Man and a bunch of letters at me like it means something. Is it Tony Stark?
It's the Iron Man movie, Iron Man.
Which one?
Mark 6.
See, I learned from you guys there's a Mark 7 for Avengers. So it's Kotobukiya does statues of Star Wars stuff, but it's not statues, it's kits. So they can make statues. And Jack Sack loves...
I am so proud of you, Vangelis.
And Jack Sack loves Jar Jar Binks. And I also just recently learned on an old episode I'm trying to catch up on that Jack Sack loves My Little Pony.
That's true.
Yeah.
It almost happened today.
That's a thing. It happened.
I also, like, I
we're on a new continuity now, so I don't know if that counts anymore.
I couldn't get over the whole kitten thing either. That took me ages to get over. Like, ages.
You don't see the ears?
No, I don't. I just heard
I was also called John Cusack for a while.
Oh, dear. That's just odd.
Awkward, yeah.
Also, I like how Jared likes stuff that you all hate and you keep shaking him down for it.
Like what?
It's just like Spider-Man 3, like all the
Green Lantern?
Green Lantern?
Well, Green Lantern sucks.
Let me get his back on Green Lantern for a second. Yeah, that's right. You and your green shirt. Listen.
I love green. I didn't like that movie.
Listen, I watched Green Lantern.
I love Ryan Reynolds. I didn't love that
Green
movie.
Lantern was the most innocently pointless movie I'd seen all year. It did nothing offensive. It was just a complete waste of time that was really funny to watch and then completely shot itself in the foot with that stupid Sinestro thing at the end, which was from the comics but made no sense in the context of the movie.
In the slightest.
That is all completely true.
Yeah, that was a fun movie to watch, and I think that you're a hater.
And yeah.
I love Ryan Reynolds. You can ask any of them. And,
oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
I think you hate things.
I do hate things.
Well, there you go. You just answered my question.
When I go to see a movie like that, I precede it with a complete mind flush.
Hang on a second. Let me ask you a question. Number one, where's his left arm?
Exactly.
Non-existent.
Number
exactly.
two,
what is wrong with that
where
bust?
Is the rest of his body from his pecs down?
It's a bust.
You're a bust.
But it's a lopsided bust.
I have a bust.
You could think of this as you will, as maybe it's in the process of being built.
No.
Maybe he's not in the suit.
No.
It's being...
No.
But he's in a pose. What did you do to Tony Stark?
Maybe they're testing the hydraulics. They're clenching the arm.
I'm sorry. Like it's not like I listen to your podcast or anything, but I only care about statues when they're Tron, okay?
Hey, you and Jared get along just fine.
What are you talking about? I never listened to what are you doing? It's like the internet's fighting you.
It is.
Every time he tries to expand his photo,
picture.
The internet snaps the photo away from him and shrinks it again. I saw it before. I know. Okay, so
no,
it's got a
chest panel removal.
So you can pull the front off of the incomplete Iron Man.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Make it even more incomplete.
You see, I can be just as deconstructive as Jack Sack. I have worth. And,
well, you didn't curse me out whenever I brought up a topic.
Sorry, like Kitten, that movie that he keeps bringing up that I keep forgetting the name of.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, kitten, no, Jar Jar Binks. What do you want? Why would you fart into my Zoom H4N cooksucks.com?
You, like, stylize his hair?
The sound that fuzz will keep the odor in.
Well, stop stroking my mic.
I'm stylizing. I'm styling the hair.
That's Empire I'm talking to.
That looks like Empire's head.
It does look like Empire's head. That's the thing, yeah.
That's some real arousing hair. This is going to sound awful when you're rubbing your head. Like, this thing covers wind. It doesn't cover groping the microphone. Probably not. I mean, it probably heard him quite clearly. That's going to become the new soundbite for cooksucks.com.
Why did you get my hair as a microphone cover?
I have a blue one, too. Is your hair blue? No.
It was yellow last year.
That's not blue.
Fair enough.
That's right.
I'll get his wife to dye my hair blue next time.
I'm going to... What was... Hang on a second. I'm trying to recall more Pre-Order 66. I'm going to have like 20 minutes talking about a life-size Darth Malgus and why I don't understand why it makes sense.
We don't know why it makes sense either.
What is $6,000?
This also shows how far behind I am.
You don't have $6,000 to blow on some character you don't know about?
Hey, I wanted to buy his little tiny figure, but I found it had T-crotch hips. So I was like, F that. No ball joint hips, no me.
Six scale figure.
All we need to know is bullet trains as shoulder pads always work.
Yes. By the way, where is, hey, Krasis, I'm looking at you right now. Uh-oh. You.
John has a T-crotch, by the way. I can see it right now.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So, Mr. I know everything about Sideshow and Star Wars and whatnot.
Uh-oh.
Where the hell is my six-scale General Grievous?
I have been wanting to know that answer since San Diego Comic-Con.
I bet you SDCC will show it.
This year. Pretty sure.
Because
they had the prototype up on last... Comic-Con.
I had my once every 3 years thing where I suddenly think General Grievous is the best thing ever. And then I recalled you guys talking about it. My hopes got up and you never talked about it again.
Nah, the prototype looked amazing, but there's nothing,
Can't you guys speculate or something?
Can't you speculate or something?
No, I need you to do it for me.
I think this San Diego Comic-Con, they're going to put him up for pre-order.
I agree.
Yep.
All right. What about Sideshow's 6-scale Optimus Prime I just heard about?
You're a liar.
Maybe. I love Robotech.
This is irrelevant. I need context, like guys. I need context.
I'll tell you all about Kanye West.
What about him?
Yo, I'll let you finish, but...
That statue was best statue of the year.
Yeah, yo.
All I want to say is micropenis. That's it.
Thank you.
Satiated his micropenis.
And AIDS. The three of us know what.
So when can I get you guys to talk about Cards Against Humanity on your podcast?
Let's play live recording.
Yeah, you have to show
me. You mean that time?
Show this to me.
You mean that time you all walked in while we were playing it last night and then left?
I was going to impose on your game.
Right, by all, I mean him, Empire.
Why is it all put on me? I'm not going to interrupt your game.
I don't know where this even happened.
I said hello.
He walked in there and said, "Hey, what's up? I'm Empire, sole representative of Pre-Order 66 at Twitter.com.
That seems like something he would say. Hey, there are other people there.
I look, I'm Proto Man now.
Put your collar down.
Right.
Put your collar down.
It's down.
We don't need this right now. We don't need to come to
blows.
You
know how upset I was today when I looked online and Proto Man wasn't like number 5 in line being like, "What's up? Come online, guys." He wasn't even there.
It's because he's here now. He's no longer watching Twitter all the time, waiting for everyone else to wait for him to get there. All in the same place. So what are you guys doing? Are you coming to panels tomorrow?
Indeed.
Yeah. I guess so.
I guess so.
You coming to the Derek J. Wyatt panel tomorrow?
I will be at that panel, absolutely.
Definitely.
I hear they're going to have a really awesome host for that panel.
Oh, yeah? Who might that host be?
Denton Lipton. I forgot the name that he said now. You know, like some host guy whose name sounds like that.
Oh. It's not a host guy that sounds like Crangelus or something?
No, what's a Crangelus? It sounds like stupid.
Are you getting to do Shockwave again this year?
Yeah, with the beat.
I don't know. Maybe Pete Sinclair will grab me in the hallway 5 minutes before the script leaves.
He's going to punch you in the kidneys and stop you guys from talking about
his
stuff.
Hey, I want you to sit under the table and say morally ambiguous a few times in that funny voice of yours.
Remember.
Then get out.
Good automatically knocks you out.
Yeah.
That's a rule in Toyota Satsu. When you get punched in the gut.
Oh, man, let me tell you guys all about your friggin' Toyota Satsu.
What? All right. We're awesome and better than any Sentai thing that ever happened.
You and your friggin' monocles and stuff. Let me tell you about...
Let me tell you about
a gentleman called Mr. Peanut, okay? There was this peanut gentleman with a top hat and a monocle.
He is a lot like monocle. Yeah.
Okay, and that guy was doing the monocle thing a long time before your car.
Did he have a swirling live action dude? The mustache attack.
A swirling mustache attack?
Mustache. Mustache.
He had a case, though.
Did he have a mustache at all?
He had a mustache?
He did.
I dare say you guys kidnapped his son and forced him into this weird Japanese.
What about a guy who lived in an iron lung? Do they have that?
Hey. Flatline lived in an iron lung. There you go. Thank you, John Spenring.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
I don't want to be on this.
Okay, you're not. Sorry. Well, you asked me not to put you on. So, how many of us are left out here? 3, 6, 9, 10, 11.
It's only like 4 a.m.
Yeah. So I need to get up in, 2 hours. We'll be all set to go.
It'll be fine.
So, I'm probably not going to edit this and throw it up tonight because I'm going to fall asleep when I get into my room.
I would hope not.
Hey, I did it before. I just had to prove how we recorded three mics into an H4N and edited it the same night.
This guy.
Even though every now and then I randomly had a psh happen because of our crossing XLR cables, which I hand edited out painstakingly. I'm worried to look at the thread because it's probably full of people going like, "Yeah, the podcast was great, except for the way that when it started drop out like that every now and then when I'm talking." Because whenever this mic died out, the other mics weren't picking me up that well. Yeah, and also I want to just apologize for the part last night where I called everyone who listens to our podcast during BotCon at BotCon weirdos. Why did you goddamn pre-order 66 thugs? I'm trying to do my nice, non-explicit podcast. He leans in and just like bellows a swear word into my microphone.
I can't help that you are censored.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we're, you know, a Transformers podcast.
Classy.
Again, classy.
With a K.
Which we never claim to be.
Whereas you guys could practically just be pre-order 99 with the way your numbers just start tilting over. You're not straightening them up and stuff. The nail comes loose, they just fall over a little bit. It's, oh, it's 99 now. That's great. By the way, where's Defoz on your podcast?
He was there on Thursday night. Bitch.
You snap.
Once again, ruining my explicit rating by yelling all these obscenities at me. Thanks so much.
I was talking about female dogs.
You pre-order 66 thugs kicking my doors in and screaming swear words into my beautiful recording.
I'm going to kick in 887 and swear.
What's 887? Is that some kind of pre-order 66 code for Asians? Number. Is that some kind of racist thing you're saying now? Some kind of racist thing?
Hey, man, no, this would be racist. I don't appreciate
Stop calling... Whoa!
Hey.
Whoa! Stop calling me such an 887.
Okay.
Hey, Andy.
Yes.
How do you feel about being an 887?
I don't know. I was born with it. I can't help it.
I can't help it either. Thanks a lot, Empire. Are you bending him over?
Whoa. Yes.
You see, this is a whole trick you do when you're in a live recording. This is some mentor stuff. When people do that, like how Empire just tried to simulate sodomy on poor Cook Sucks.
What do you mean simulate?
You have to just literally narrate what's happening.
So bitch isn't okay, but sodomy is all right?
Sodomy's in the dictionary. So
bitch is in the dictionary.
Yeah, but it's not medical.
I don't know if bitch is in the dictionary.
So basically, like when they start, what are you looking up on your phone?
This is not a treatment.
People texting me, yo.
Okay, that's good. So basically, what happens is when you know your co-host starts to simulate sodomy on a poor innocent bystander, you have to narrate it out so the audience knows what's going on.
He's not innocent.
Cook Sucks. Was innocent guy?
Look, you just said his name. Come on, is that?
He's
innocent?
Never even pulled his shirt off once.
Not in the last hour, anyway.
Hey, Empire, stop pulling his shirt off. Stop forcing him to take his shirt off.
Stop twisting my arm.
Wow, Empire, why'd you rip his shirt off with one hand, like some kind of savage? Now you're grinding him around and making him dance. That's just savagery. That's uncouth.
Giant savagery.
That's what I. Wow. On my own podcast, Empire strolls in. I remember that New York Comic Con recording. You're like, I don't want to sit up. Give me a microphone. I'm lying down.
Yes. This is what I have to deal with every week.
Yeah, the one that's on my laptop for educational purposes. It's so I can teach Krasis all about the magic of the, you know, the Zoom
He's
H4N.
Like Steve-O. Andy is like Steve-O.
Party boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Empire, why are you dry humping the back of poor Signal Lancer here with your shirt off?
Why would you say it's Empire?
Yeah. You have to narrate stuff when it doesn't happen on screen.
You have to narrate with lies.
Falsely. What lies?
Do all these half-Asians look alike?
Well, poor Andy, you know, Cook starts standing here with his arms crossed and his green shirt. So what we're trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is you should come to BotCon sometime. It's a pretty good, wholesome, innocent time.
You know, you would have to bleep out a whole lot more if Jacksack was here.
That's true.
No, you know what? I bet you Jacksack would just say Misa and Jar Jar Binks a whole bunch. Because he understands class.
Followed by expletives.
Yeah. Do you know what I don't understand, right?
What
I'm listening to Pre-Order 66.
Yes.
And there's times when Krasis bleeps stuff out. But
that's
still
when it crosses the line for me. I go, we should bleep that out.
But what on earth are you bleeping out when you come on my podcast screaming horrible cuss words?
Do you want to know?
Can't even imagine.
No, tell. What was that one that we bleeped out when he was it?
It's, we're not going to discuss it now because it was so bad that I had to bleep it.
You know, with my live mic running pointed at you. Right
I don't
now.
Think Vangelis wants it on his show.
Because, I mean, like, I say all kinds of nasty stuff on my show, but I say it all nice and politely, so you have to be an adult to understand what's going on.
you know, like dicks. Kids don't know what those are.
No, they've never heard of it.
Exactly. What's wrong? What's wrong, Crasis? Yeah. Have you been drinking or something?
No.
I'm completely so. I was chilling out. I had a nice hot glass of milk at 8 o'clock, went to sleep, woke up nice bright and early at 4 o'clock. All you louts are out here smoking cigars and drinking alcohol booze.
What, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? More like 4 a.m.
4 o'clock in the afternoon? What? I'm picking on you because you almost said afternoon. That was unfair of me. That's a very crazy thing of me to do. Hey,
whoa.
Stop flicking my Zoom. Did you flick your Zoom?
That's going to sound real great.
I hit my mic all
the time
to piss him off when people... Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah, I like listening to your guys' outtake stuff where it's clear that, like, for 99% of your recording, it's like you and Jacksack recline going like, yeah, slap, have a pretty good time. Slap, slap, slap. Having a good time with this. Hang on, I'm just going to turn my mic halfway off.
Yep. I am going to one day just leave an episode completely raw, unedited, so you guys can see the shit I have to deal with.
I still remember this one time.
I mean,
when I was posting this episode that of WTF that Empire was on, and he sounded all beautiful, and then I got this wall of like 500 DMs from Crasis going like, "How did you make him sound like a human being?" And I was like,
"Real mic now."
And I was like, "What are you talking about?" It's like he always sounds like he's recording with tin cans and hope.
That's because I'm old timey and love steampunk.
I was all wigged out when he got a good microphone. I was like, yeah, that's not what his voice sounds like. I'm just saying. You know, it's not OG. How OG are you going to be?
He just needs to put on a stormtrooper helmet. You'll hear the old Empire.
Her guard.
You going to take that from Crisis? He's freaking making fun of you in your stormtrooper helmet.
I still owe him a punch from April Fool's.
You owe me a punch? Why?
I told you I'd drive to your house and punch you.
Oh.
I still haven't listened to it.
No, he trolled me with a dog.
There are other layers to the April Fool's joke that weren't even discussed.
I know. I heard about a bunch of them. I thought it was hilarious. But holy crap, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. Ogres.
You're an ogre, huh?
Layers, you know, onions,
yeah.
Ogres.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wait, ogres have
layers
like onions?
Onions?
Yeah.
I missed that ogres had those layers.
Just listen to
you're an onion.
Tangerine.
Oh man.
Thank you.
So what's up with that part where you have that really eager guy from old timey days going like you can move its hands, legs, knees, and elbows.
We're gonna replace that with South Park.
Where did that guy come from? What is that?
That is actually from an old school Boba Fett commercial.
You can move his hands.
It was a Kenner Boba Fett commercial.
So
for a 12-inch Boba Fett figure.
So you can move could you move his hands, legs, knees, and elbows?
Indeed,
and
you can.
Backpack
and his backpack unit is removable.
You mean that clip that I heard every single time in succession when I marathoned two episodes of your podcast when I was trying to get to
8 hours of your life?
Oh, man.
8 hours? What?
Those 11-second bumpers, they're just too hard to take.
So many of them over and over again. Let me tell you a thing or two.
Especially when you listen to two episodes.
They're like 3.5 hours each. It's like...
I sit on the subway, and on the subway, I mean streetcar. I'm getting my McDonald's food. So you guys talk about toys, and I'm like, hey, I want to... Wow. Wow. You come here with all your racist sentiment, you got to get all prejudiced on me now. That's just disgusting.
Does it involve rice?
Wow. Look at this guy assuming everything an Asian does involves rice.
Well, I could go to the German side, but I don't know if I want to go there.
Look at this guy assuming everything I do on the German side involves ethnic cleansing. This is horrible.
Ovens, were you going to bake that rice?
What was I talking about? Why am I recording this? We've been recording for 22 minutes.
You said a quick... Here's a quick little exit.
I'm getting all priority 66 here. Hey, guys, the show's almost over. We got about a minute left. 22 minutes later. So the show's almost over, guys. We're just going to wrap up here in a second. But while all you guys try to quip it at the end of the show, I'll just let you all quip it at the end of the show. And not, you know... turn you off.
You're like our end of our show.
Come on, Crasis.
Half hour.
Hey, Crasis, come on. You know you want. Don't you ever feel tempted? You're just sitting there. You're listening to Empire like do his 15th epologue, and you're just like,
I don't. I'm always like, oh, let's hang up.
Are we done now?
Here we go.
And you're sitting there. You're just like, what happens if I just switch him off? What if he just starts talking to himself? Like, what if I just switch him off and leave him there to talk to himself? You ever wondered that? Come on.
That's
I know you
have. Breaks are with Jacksack when he talks about the fucking starship.
Every time we'll all go on a pee break.
Swearing again.
He's by himself. And he'll just start having a total dialogue with himself.
I just want to apologize to all the loyal listeners of WTFTFW for this Pruitt 66 thug who's come on here screaming cuss words and masturbating openly.
This is first.
Uh-huh. And how long were you on there afterwards?
I don't know, like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah, it says it all, doesn't it? I was showing up and yelling cuss words and then masturbating. That's just it's terrible.
You do need to stop randomly masturbating.
On air? I'm sorry. It's compulsive. It's an addiction. I can't help it.
See, I missed this ever since last fall when I could record a podcast and openly abuse poor John.
Why is everyone picking on me?
I loved how when I was recording the New York Comic Con one, I was like, I'm not going to be one of those goons who keeps picking on John. About 20 minutes in, it was irresistible. Like, I'm just saying, when you're like, I'm not getting up.
I have
up.
The urge to make this man feel bad. I don't know what's going on.
I'm lying down. Give me a private microphone.
I'm sitting next to you.
I know, and I had a microphone right there, and you still were like, no, give me one.
Yeah. I gave it to Stan, too.
Dude, you're laying back. You're, like, looking hand lazy. In the air. You're like, oh, here, fetch me a drink.
Here it comes with Krasis. Now Krasis just starts throwing the F-bomb out on my own podcast. That's just wonderful.
Fair, the room wasn't very big.
See, Stan's on my side.
Yeah, so the room's not very big, so you spread yourself out across the entire bed. And got a private microphone.
Well, that's what the Empire gets.
Wow, now he's in third person. That's just amazing. What did I drink today?
A lot.
I'm going to steal your troll hair.
I didn't drink this much, but apparently it was quite a bit.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's all cosmic and whatnot. So thank you for tuning
Nova?
In. Huh? Why are you interrupting? Is this why these keep going? Like, I'm about to end.
I interrupt all the time.
This is why.
I'm about to end my.
Cosmic, Marvel, Nova.
What kind of non sequitur, stretched, trident level toothpicks hooked into paper clips kind of pathing was that?
You like Nova.
I'm like, hey guys, the sun. Oh, Skrulls! Like. Now here he goes tapping microphone. Thanks a whole lot.
It's going to be great.
Let's see how this happens now. So thanks for listening, everybody. Wow. Obscene gestures. I knew there was something behind.
Hear those.
I knew there was something behind the veneer of, you know, the whole like, oh, I'm waiting to be selected kind of thing. Anyway, what am I talking about?
I was selected.
Talking about things?
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
I never saw the topic list.
There you go. We'll be back with another episode of Pre-Order 66 sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
And, you know, stay tuned because, you know, you never know how high-end your end's going to get until you've got something stuck in it. Talking about toys, you sick, sick, nasty, sick...
I'm calling you a dick.
New York Pre-Order 66 nugget.
Forget about it. Forget
no
about
slices.
It. No slices.
Cuss screaming, Mike Tappan, fair coiffed, green shirt wearing, muff. Good night.
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.